بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون، صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made this life by default a life of difficulty. Therefore, we are taught that after Iman, we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for afiyat. We ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us in our Iman. Barakat in our Iman, that Iman lasts us till our last breath. And beyond that, till entering into Jannah. Barakat in Iman. Barakat in A'mal. Barakat in Taqwa. Barakat in health. This is afiyat. Allah Ta'ala keeps us sound and safe from head to toe. And that person who lives his life every day in a condition, wakes up in the morning, enjoys the bounties of Allah, passes the entire day with the family and business, whatever his needs are, Allah Ta'ala takes care of him. Reaches the evening, gets his salah on time, comes to the masjid, asr to maghrib, a time for dhikr, especially in the day of Jumu'ah, where Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she stuck her slave girl. That, oh my slave girl, on the day of Jumu'ah, remind me to make dua after Salatul Asr, between Asr and Maghrib Salah. That is the time duas are accepted. Allah give me that opportunity also, once in a week, I take out that time. We all know the Quranic ayat very well, فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. That leave your business and come for Salatul Jumu'ah. And better than that ayat, you know the ayat thereafter. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ, when you finish your salah, then وَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, they go out and do your business, the fadl of Allah. But there's a cut of time also. Salatul Asr on the day of Jumu'ah, duas are accepted thereafter. The time to engage in Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is our lifeline, which is our bloodline. We cannot do without Durood Sharif, Salawat ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after Asad al-Salah, a person Allah ta'ala affords him the opportunity. And this will happen when you make the intention and niyat. Ya Allah, I want to be in the masjid. When you make the niyat, then the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. That all your a'mal are based upon intentions. If I make the intention, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ. What intention you make, accordingly Allah Ta'ala will grant you. So I made the niyat, Ya Allah, by Salatul Asr, I want to be in the masjid. Allah will give the barakah, 2-3 hours of barakah, in our livelihood also. I have time to come to the masjid, after Salatul Asr, engage in dua, in durood sharif. And thereafter, Salatul Maghrib, the programs will take place. My entire day came out with afiyat. There was no calamity, no problem, no stress. Everything went smoothly till I reached the evening, supper with the family. And then the light will come out, alhamdulillah. Not forgetting the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also is our lifeline. Without the sunnahs, they say, that Muslim without sunnahs will kokla mu'min, he's an empty believer. Doesn't have anything in his life, no essence. Every step of my life, what is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So the entire day he went in this condition. Everything went smoothly, he is a living miracle of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. As ulama explained that in this zamana, this period of time, it is easier to be under the ground than above the ground. Anything can happen any time in a person's life. So when it comes to our worldly life, Allah Ta'ala by default made this life a life of difficulty. But at this given moment in the ummah, we have learned from those that don't believe in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, their dunya is jannat for them. We are prisoners in this world. But getting tuition from those that love this dunya, we have become accustomed and in love with dunya also. Where did you ever see a prisoner that wants to live in prison and he's enjoying it, doesn't want bail, doesn't want to come out? Today we fearful to speak about maut also. That's our bail from this dunya. That we here temporary, but we love this world. The prisoner wants to stay in this prison. So Allah Ta'ala made this dunya by default a place of difficulty, place of kabad, chaos, difficulty, strife. But we've learned the art of taking out the skin from the hair. How to enjoy your worldly life. How to make the best of it. Like how we have the kuffar and the non-Muslim. When it comes to Friday, ours is Yom al-Jum'ah. When it comes to Friday, they prepare to fry their lives away also. They're waiting for Jum'ah. They're waiting for Friday. For them is a day now to plan the weekend. Intoxication, sharab, harab. The ummah, Allah Ta'ala saved us from sharab. But the intoxication of entertainment. Where are we going this weekend? What are we going to do? We can't sit at home. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ Let your house suffice for you. Ulama explained, there's no problem in having a big home. Spacious home. The house is big, the heart is big. But don't be extravagant in dolling the house up and doing it up. Have a big home. I can host jamaats, the friends of Allah. I can host family members. The zakat, they say the spiritual zakat of a home is to host the friends of Allah, to host family people. So there's no problem making dua. Ya Allah, give me a big home also. So the weekend will come. What are we going to do? Can't sit at home. We have to go out somewhere. This has become an intoxication in the ummah. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam disliked after salatul isha for the ummah to get engaged in futilities, futile actions. We need to play some sport. We need, you know, while the time away. As ulama say that the person wants to pass his life. He wants to pass time. Effectively, he won't pass the time. He'll fail time. And he will regret on the day of Qiyamah. How did I while those moments away, wasted my life, wasted my time? Whereas Allah Ta'ala has given us time, which is a capital. Such a capital that you can't put in the safe and store it away. It's liquid, it's moving. There's no time to waste time. We have to make the best of every moment of our life. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We all are concerned, the new government, what's happening in Sudan, what's happening in Bangladesh, what is happening in... Yes, we all worried and these news items. Dunya is a place of difficulty. But what has happened now to us as the ummah, sitting here in this country, we are seeing all the news items. What is my reaction? How do I react to this right now? We all are seeing it. We all are listening about it. We all are reading up about it. But what is the reaction of a Muslim? How does he react? Upon the reaction of a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means decisions. Understand, when we say reaction, doesn't only mean salah. Doesn't only mean Quran tilawat. The reaction that was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi of Allah reacted. How he taught us. How he educated us. What you should say at that moment. And because of your reaction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the skies will send down favorable conditions to the ummah. Because we are part of the ummah. At this time we find on the cell phone and on different apps, etc., that we have news items coming. So and so, so many deaths took place today. Bombing, carpet bombing. This happened in this country. We just read it. What is my reaction to all these calamities? Forgotten sabak for myself also. Forgotten lesson. Janaza notice will come also. We just tell the family, so and so passed away. Whose father, whose mother, whose father-in-law. That's discussing. And more than that, we want to find out what happened. We can't ask them. It's not a time to ask them. We'll ask them later on. Who will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The sabak we have forgotten. Sometimes to the radio we are listening. Janaza notice is coming. No, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Such a wazifa and prescription. Not only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu himself in Quran gave us this prescription to the ummah. To understand this prescription of Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, which should be so common upon our tongues. This is our reaction to the calamities, distress, taklif, afflictions, anything. Our understanding of Inna lillahi, if only somebody has to pass away. In the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, in tafsir of Quran Sharif, if we understand when to read this almost every moment of our life, Riwayat is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned more or less, ma min muslimin tusibuhu musibatun fayaqul ma amara Allahu bihi inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un allahumma ajirni في مصيبتي واخلف لي خيرا منها. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that a Muslim is that person, tusibuhu musibatun, any calamity, any distress, any affliction comes upon him, whatever it may be. What kind of affliction? As I mentioned, we only think about maut, somebody passed away. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was in his one of the rooms, in the homes of Azwaj al-Mutahharat radiallahu anhunna, and the lantern went off. The lantern went off. Just when the lights went off, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They were asked, who Nabi of Allah? For that you say, Inna lillah? He said, yes, it causes distress. And the person who will say, Inna lillah, upon any calamity, then it is the promise of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah will replace him with something which is much better. This is the lantern went off, the lights went off. Loss of water, person couldn't find his shoes, he fell ill, he heard some news which causes him distress. Doesn't have to be somebody passed away. Anything that causes distress to him, some affliction, causes him stress in his life, inna lillahi wa inna. What a wazifa, Mufassirin explained, inna lillah. When the banda will say, inna lillah, immediately he's connecting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We know in this worldly life, when we are distressed, something alarming takes place. We call the hospital, send the ambulance. Thief broke into the house, is in the yard, armed response. Call the alarm, the security. And then we have to tell them, false alarm. And the response, if there's false alarms, 5 or more in the month, they'll be going to charge you for it. Hospital ambulance came also, everything is fine. You might have to pay for it. Ya Allah Ta'ala is saying, the more you say Inna Lillah, we will pay you for it. We will give you a reward for it. We will give you better than that. So Inna Lillah, a person says Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, is affirming from the bottom of his heart. This is Tawheed. Iqraru Ubudiyya. This is, he believes in Allah instantly. Today, unfortunately, my own reaction, something has to happen if I'm commonly. They don't like to say, they say, ish. Ish, what happened? That ish and ish, inna lillah. Mu'min says, his heart is connected to Allah. Like how the person has a panic button. Some women are so much distressed, they go down their neck also. Anything can happen, we are ready for it. And how many type of different apps and gadgets will check sugar also. Then it will come out to the phone, sugar is down, sugar is high, pressure, etc. What about the thermometer, pressure of the heart? The heart is under pressure right now. How to release the pressure? Inna lillah. Everything belongs to Allah. Ya Allah, we belong to you. This is iqraru ubudiyyah, that we acknowledge that Ya Allah, we are only slaves to you. We hear the news of Palestine. How much we are reading? How many times we should be saying Inna lillahi? If we had 50,000 deaths, that's how many times we should be saying Inna lillahi. Then see the reaction from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We reacted correctly. Allah's decisions will come down. Allah will say, He knows that He does belong to me. The Ummah does belong to me. Inna lillah, He's only a slave. And we know we are slaves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But this is now ubudiyya. This is tawheed. Ya Allah, everything came from you. Everything will return to you. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We use the word death. Somebody left the world. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we will return to Allah. What does it mean, Ya Allah? It means you will return to you, and once again, you will give life. It's not just death and they've gone. There's no more life anymore. By saying this, you understand and we console our hearts. That those shuhada, those that have left the world in the love of Allah, giving their lives, being patient. So Allah, they will return to you and you will give them life once again. So when we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, upon some calamity, some distress. In Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, He will test you بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, with some amount of fear. وَالْجُوعِ, hunger, fear, hunger, وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ, and there'll be loss of wealth, وَالْأَنْفُسِ, lives, والثمرات and fruits. We just have to enumerate once again. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ fear, وَالْجُوعِ hunger, وَنَقْصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ loss of wealth, decrease in wealth, وَالْأَنْفُسِ lives, والثمرات and fruits. Right now, our brothers in certain parts of the world are being tested with all of these things. In Gaza right now, every single one of these things Allah Ta'ala has already forewarned, we will test you. And they are going through it to all these types of fears. Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِ. On the side of Allah, glad tidings to those that are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا. When some affliction comes to them, قَالُوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيَّ رَاجِعُونَ. We should say it for them also, Ya Allah. On their behalf, we are saying it. Allah Ta'ala's response, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مَرَبِّهِمْ. Upon those people will be the blessings of Allah. The blessings of Allah wa rahmah and the special mercies of Allah. إِرُوحُ الْمَعَانِي أَلَمَالُوسِ رَحِيمُ اللَّهِ says that this wazifa of إِنَّا لِلَّهِ is a speciality exclusive only to this ummah. This inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Allah Ta'ala reserved this only for this ummah. Not even for the anbiya and messengers of before also. Especially for this ummah. There will be the last ummah and the calamities, the distress, the tension they will go through. Why? With the last ummah and the birun nabi to guide us. Like other ummah who the nabi was there. We are the ummah of the last nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. No more anbiya will come, messengers will come, they will be left to fend for themselves. This wazifa will connect them to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Before when the ummah was challenged, then they had the Nabi of Allah to revert to. You would go to him, wahi would come down. Allah sent wahi already for us. When you will be challenged, the ummah will be at the challenge, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Every step, every now and then, as you mentioned, not only for janazah, not only for mayyit. Any stress, any distress, any calamity that strikes a person's heart, to the extent ulama say also, sabr wa bashir al-sabirin, give glad tidings to those who have patience in them. One type of patience is patience upon the obedience of Allah. And to have that patience and to have that imani steam of Allah's muhabbat in you to refrain from sin. The sin is pounding the heart. They do it. Go ahead with it. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna lillah, say Inna lillah. But Ya Allah, my heart right now, my nafs is stressing me out right now. My nafs is stressing me out right now. Wants me to break your command. Say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Now you connect into Allah. This exclusive wazifa. This ummah is exclusive. We like exclusivity. My car also, no one was have my limited edition. Allah Ta'ala gives this wazifa, limited edition for this ummah. Limited edition ummah also. Read this. Allah Ta'ala made this a limited edition, exclusive wazifa also for us to read it. I got up, can't feel my legs also. Inna lillahi, inna ilayhi raji'un. Legs are numb. Couldn't find my shoes, put it on that rack. Went to that one, can't find it. Some I forgot it downstairs. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Not that now we react in different ways. So Allah Ta'ala gives this wazifa specially to this ummah only. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was married to Abu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. She lost her husband. They were deeply in love. Upon his demise, she would say, that where will I get a husband again like Abu Salama? Where will I get a husband again like Abu Salama? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the ummah, and she reports this hadith also, which we have quoted. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person who is in distress, who is in taklif and difficulty, anything stressing him out, whether it be his sins are stressing him, whether it be his nafs or shaitan, whether it be some business, whether it be his child falls ill, whatever it may be. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, he says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajirni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha. O Allah, reward me this calamity of mine. Allah, reward me this distress of mine and grant me something better than this. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Allah's guarantee, Allah will give you something better. Ummu Salama said, where will I get a husband better than Abu Salama? This riwayat is her, she read this dua. Ya Allah, give me the reward in my calamity, in my stress, and give me a better substitute. Within a short span of time, the proposal came from who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She became among the Zawaj al-Mutahharat, the mothers of the believers. Where her mind went? Where will I get another husband? The Nabi of Allah proposed for her. What the Ummah is going through right now, say inna lillah. Ya Allah, reward the Ummah. Allahumma jirni. Oh Allahumma jir. Allahumma jirna. Ya Allah, reward us as an Ummah and give us better than what we are losing right now. Allah is control over everything whatsoever. So she read this wazifa Allah Ta'ala made as Zawj Mutahharat. But today we put her list among those honorable wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this wazifa and this inna illa should be on our tongue all the time. To the extent Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned, a person has to be pricked by a thorn. Just to that extent, little bit taklif. Ulama say based upon that, stress, distress, affliction, calamity, something goes through his mind that causes him worry. And a simple example they give, person puts his hand in the right pocket, doesn't find the car keys, is not there, it causes amount of stress a little bit. If he makes sabr upon that, inna lillah, Allah will reward him even for that. Just for not finding his keys only. Then he finds it in the next pocket, is there, he got rewarded for the patience that he exercised and not finding his keys only. We can imagine the bigger things in life. So by saying inna lillah, we connect to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah, upon your connection, Allah will reward you for that. When he came to Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, great Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, first son, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, the plot, the scheme of his brothers, and they threw him in the well, he lost him. Mufassirin commentators say for 40 years he lost him. Some say 80 years he lost him. Then the crying of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam upon the loss of his son, taken away from the well, then sold as a slave, put into jail thereafter, and all the different stages of his life. The Nabi of Allah, how was it Allah didn't send wahi to him to inform him what's happening with your son? He understood by then, Mufassirin say, that being a Nabi of Allah, if he wanted, would have gone out, show me the place where he was thrown, what happened, from which angle it happened. But he sat at home. He turned to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Because he knew, now wahi is playing out, revelation, this is Allah Ta'ala's decree. Nabi of Allah, he understood, my test is on right now. إِلَّمَا وَالُكُمْ وَأُولَادُكُمْ فِتْرَةً. That your wealth and your progeny and your children are a test for you. My test is on right now. Otherwise, he would have gone out, investigated what has happened to my son. But he remained at home. And he cried. He cried till he lost his eyesight. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Quran says, his eyes turned white. Some Mufassirin explain that his eyesight became very weak or he lost his eyesight. Another question they put, the Nabi of Allah, how come he cried so many years upon the loss of his son? Didn't he have trust in Allah? Was his love for his, such a love for one son, love for one child, for a person's child? Is it permissible to love someone so much? They say no. Wasn't love of the child for his dunya, he recognized in Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that he had qualities of being a Nabi of Allah. And his chastity and his character. What a clean person you would turn out to be, and he was already. Wasn't just because of his outer beauty, it was the inner beauty and qualities that he had. Ya Allah, this will be my investment for my akhirat. He'll also be a Nabi of Allah. The loss upon death, that I have lost such a son that will turn out to be a Nabi of Allah, he cried over so many years. We as parents also, how much crying are we doing, Ya Allah? Make my children pious, make them muttaqi. Make them ulama, make them hufaz. Today we know, as I mentioned, we come to the weekend, intoxication of entertainment. I've got this ball and I've got that tuition. Here the Nabi of Allah is crying. Here the child cries, I miss my tuition, or I miss my coaching. Miss madrasa, there's no cry. You write a note, tell Morana you couldn't make it. Tell Morana you couldn't make it, you had something to do. Mural, extracurricular. Here the Nabi of Allah is highlighting Quran Sharif. And together with that, Allah mentions different places of Quran. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شَهَدَا إِذْ حَذَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Were you there when موت came upon Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam? When he was in Sakarat. What was his concern at that time? In Nabi of Allah. What a great Nabi of Allah. All his children around him. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ. The last concern of the Nabi of Allah. Understand the gravity. What he's asking his children right now. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. He's saying to his children, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. What will you worship after me? He's asking his children, what will you worship after me? That was his concern before he left this world. My concern is, what will you eat after me? What are you going to do? Put everything to a company, make this, do that. How to sort everything out? The Nabi of Allah has concern. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, finally he loses Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the second son, Binyamin also. There's a long story incident behind it. Finally the sons come back home. 12 of them, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the youngest, Binyamin, was his brother, real brother, and 10 stepbrothers, they share a common father, not a common mother. 10 brothers come back. Oh father, Binyamin also, we've lost him. I don't believe you all. بَلْ سَوَّدَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا وَصَبْرًا جَمِيلًا. This your nafs has enticed you to make these stories. I will be patient. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. Allah Ta'ala will assist me. And when he heard the loss of Binyamin, what was his reaction? Is the Nabi of Allah. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَىٰ يُوسُفْ. He said, oh my grief upon the loss of Yusuf. This was his reaction upon that distress, that affliction. Mufassirin say, if only Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was given wahi by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, with this exclusive wazifa of inna lillahi as we have received it, Allah would have saved him from that distress. Allah would have returned his son to him. But Allah did not give him that. His response was, oh my grief. Oh my grief, how am I going to live anymore? And he turned, his eyes turned white. He lost his eyesight. For 6 years, Mufassirin say he lost his eyesight. If only he knew this wazifa. But this wazifa Allah Ta'ala gave this ummah. When you're in stress, you're in problem, whatever it may be, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, to the extent we are taught, person lost his parents years ago, 30 years, 40 years ago. Now he's making dua and he feels the pain. He goes to the qabr of his mother or his child and he stands there. Years ago he lost them. But now he comes into his heart and the tears begin to flow and he says again, inna lillahi, the reward he got on that day when he lost them, Allah will give him the same reward again. Same reward again. Every time we hear about whatever news it may be, the loss of someone, inna lillahi, Allah will reward him again. For you just reciting, Allah will console the heart. So as you mentioned, all these news items we are getting coming all the time. So many deaths, they're bombing again. What is happening right now in the world, we are just reading it. But there's no response as a believer. Our response should be all the time, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنِي فِي مُصِيبَتِي وَأَخْلِفْ لِي خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. Oh Allah, everything belongs to you, everything will return to you. And may Allah reward us in this calamity and give us something better in return. We will read this for ourselves. Allah will console us. Read it for the ummah also. Allah will open the taqdeer of the ummah. One is inna lillah, just to conclude. One is inna lillahi. Together with that, we find so many times people are sending messages also. Assalamu alaikum, no reply. We don't reply verbally or in the writing. And the reply also, salams. S-L-M-Z. Salams. Is that salam? Salam is a dua, powerful dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today you find the ummah dua of the masjid. The ummah has forgotten how to shake hands also now. Like some fist on fist or some elbowing or whatever it may be. It's a sunnah. You have to come back to the sunnah. These little short du'as we have, and to understand these du'as that we read and we make, I accept it by Allah. I accept it by Allah. Person left home, he made salam loudly. The wife replied, he said, I almost got into an accident. He didn't realize that wa alaykum as-salam saved him. May as-salam Allah be with you. Allah's peace, safety be with you. Oh, these du'as are accepted. So how to reply to the salam, how to make the salam, how to make musafaha, these are forgotten lessons. We have to remind ourselves in our homes, teach our children. When it comes to the Islamic shaking of hands, you don't shake up the person. This is a hand clasp. We just clasp hand in hand only. And no bowing. We just put hand into hand. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Full reward. Allah's barakat, rahmat is pouring upon you. Then he replies, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There was once, he said, it was a disease, one of the countries in the world. Alim told him, make salam common amongst you all. Salam, may Allah's peace be with you. May you be with peace and the rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah. Just increase the salam only. You see, within a short span of time, Allah Ta'ala relieved them of the disease also. Imagine the entire ummah has come to proper salam. So much on social media, how much salam we can make a day? How much inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un? We can fill the world with it. And then we see the rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah. We react correctly, correct decisions and favorable decisions will come from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal.